Back in the early 1970s, Seattle had a major police conspiracy scandal. Indictments were issued for the former King County prosecutor, a longtime city council member, a former sheriff, a former police chief, and 13 Seattle and King County police officers. The man who obtained those indictments was King County prosecutor Christopher Bailey. 44 years later, Christopher Bailey's written a book about it. It's called Seattle Justice, The Rise and Fall of the Police Payoff System in Seattle. He spoke with Ross Reynolds about police corruption that was rampant here in Seattle for much of the 20th century.
It all involved illegal activities, in other words, illegal under state law, being allowed in the city and the county. And we called it the tolerance policy. It started with Mayor Devin in the 40s because the city fathers, with the best of intentions, thought they could control vice by licensing lower forms of vice, card rooms and things like that, and keep out the bad guys from the east who might come in and try to control all vice. So because certain things, although illegal, were licensed and others were not, it allowed the police to exercise their discretion. And so the police developed a system of lining their pockets and the pockets of their supervisors by collecting payoffs, saying, if you don't pay me, you won't get your license.
And it was pervasive, and it permeated the entire system, right?
Yes, and it was not a secret. There were elections for mayor over the years where some mayors would be reformers, others would say open things up. But after 1940, it was an acknowledged fact, and the police payoff system that grew up under it was ignored by the very people who should have been investigating and prosecuting, namely the King County prosecutor.
Did it achieve its stated goal of keeping out East Coast big criminal organizations?
No one knows for sure, but there were local competitions. There were cars bombed and things like that when people who did not have the pinball licenses, namely the Colacurcios, wanted to get them. It was all controlled by rivals of theirs.
For years and years, this went on. Apparently, people's nests were feathered, and it was working okay for the police. They were getting payoffs. It was working okay for the gambling interests. They were getting to operate openly. Were there no efforts over all those years to try to change this?
If there was ever pressure or if someone complained about the payoffs, as people did, it became public, so they had to do something. But they always petered out, and nothing ever happened.
Things were beginning to change in Seattle in the late 1960s in terms of politics. There was a number of Republicans who represented a progressive group, of which you were one. And it's my impression that that kind of change in the politics also kind of led up to these prosecutions that you make. Could you describe what was going on with the Republican Party then?
Well, in the late 60s, what had happened in 1964 was that Dan Evans was elected governor. 4 years later, Slade Gorton was attorney general. And so we had reform Republicans at the top of the state government. Also, and this involved Democrats and Republicans, a group called CHECK, which means Choose an Effective City Council, organized in 1967. And over the next 5 years, basically all the old white men who'd been on the city council and basically presiding over all this were gone, and a much more progressive or modern group dealing with policy issues came in. And at the same time, we passed a new city charter giving the mayor powers that he didn't have before. Believe it or not, the mayor could not hire the police chief until then. So it made for an interesting, non-functional government, really.
Well, also, there's no such thing as a Republican in city government at this point. We have an alternative socialist. We've got no Republicans. It sounds as though Republican candidates and Republican politicians such as yourself were much more mainstream back in the 60s.
Yes. In fact, if you looked at legislative elections all during the 50s and 60s and into the 70s, there were many contests in many districts where Republicans won. They were Republicans like Dan Evans and Slade Gorton, though. And now people come to me for advice whether they should run for the legislature or the city council, quote, as a Republican. I say, well, even though the city council is nonpartisan, not only you don't want to vote as one, you don't want people to find out that you are one.
Is it oversimplifying to say that it was the Republicans like yourself, like Dan Evans, like Slade Gorton, who were the reformers who were trying to push towards cleaning up this police corruption system, and the Democrats were not the reformers?
No, that's not correct. There were reformers on the Democratic side, so it was not these now extinct Republicans that only the only ones that did this. But the point of the book is the prosecutor has a lead role in all this in the justice system as well as other things. And at the end, I argue that the tradition has continued with Norm Mailing and Dan Satterberg of reforms, with the prosecutor being the key actor. And my final point on this is I think Seattle, having learned to export coffee, airplanes, and software, should now export its justice model around the country. Because in some of these places like Ferguson and Staten Island, if they had had a system like we did, with better trained police and prosecutors who really understood their mission was justice, not conviction, I think some of these things might not have happened.
Former King County prosecutor Christopher Bailey. He spoke with KUOW's Ross Reynolds. His new book is called Seattle Justice: The Rise and Fall of the Police Payoff System in Seattle. And he'll be talking about it next Tuesday at the Seattle Public Library.